From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters take to the streets in Germany over sexual assaults in Cologne New Year's Eve. Hundreds of anti-immigrant and left-wing demonstrators staged rival protests Saturday in Cologne. About 1,700 protesters from the anti-Islam Pegida movement and about 1,300 counter-protesters staged simultaneous demonstrations outside the city's main train station. Emily Michaels is one of the left-wing supporters.
We're upset and angry as women of the sexual violence that happened here in Cologne on New Year's Eve. But we're even more upset and angry that there are racists that are using this for their racist propaganda.
Reports of the attacks and robberies by men of North African and Arab descent New Year's Eve has sparked calls for tighter immigration controls in Germany. The incidents have also sparked a debate about the police department's failure to prevent the attacks. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in the capital, Pristina. The rally, which began peacefully, was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with bordering Serbia and Montenegro. Some demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward a government building, breaking windows and causing part of the building to catch fire. Police responded by using tear gas to push back protesters. Several injuries and arrests were reported. Opposition parties say the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers, represents a threat to the country's independence. They also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro. This is VOA News.